5, 4, 3.
Hello. Welcome to News with Nick.
Welcome to News with Nick. It is the episode for New Year 2017. We are 33 minutes. Wait, what year?
2019.
It is coming as the new year. We are here, and we're going to check out what's happening in Times Square. This is what we do every year.
Yay.
This is from TimesSquareNYC.org, so you know it's official. 34 minutes left to go.
That looks right.
Oh, my God. What do you think of this? Look at this. This is from Times Square right now.
I'm not sure what the relevance is,
I'm not sure what they're doing.
Other than, like, we need to fill time in this show to get to midnight, so we're going to put any type of entertainment.
All right, I am here in the News with Nick studio. I've never had it set up for two people before. Emily is here. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Emily's never been on the show before. Have you been on any show or talked into any microphone or sung in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about what you've done. How far have you gone? How far have you gone with a microphone?
I've sang into many microphones. I was in an a cappella group in college, so I sang into a microphone like every weekend for 4 years.
Now, an a cappella group, isn't that where there's a whole bunch of people and then like 20 people hum and then one person sings?
Pretty much, yeah. And then there's one person beatboxing, doing like vocal percussion.
Oh my God, you can beatbox?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second.
Sweet.
Now, did everyone on the a cappella group have a microphone or just the main, just like the important person?
Usually it was just the important person.
And you were the important person?
Not often, no. But there was one time where we did a really important gig in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Where we each had our own microphone. That was really fun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Everyone had their own microphone. I can't even imagine like how that even works
in
a sound
intense.
Booth.
That's it was like crazy. That movie, Pitch Perfect, basically my life.
Oh, yeah. I watched that movie.
Yep.
And then Pitch Perfect 2.
And then there was a third one as well.
Really? I was just making that up.
Yep.
This is the movie where the guy and the girl go to a lot of Red Sox games, right? And they fall in love?
Incorrect.
Ah, get it. That's the movie called?
Something to do with baseball.
Fever Pitch.
There
yes,
it is.
There we go.
Yep,
all right.
That.
And now Emily will beatbox.
No.
What?
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. This has never occurred before.
No, I don't really pull it out unless I'm like super drunk.
How many beers have you had tonight?
Zero.
Wow.
Beers.
Okay, so
I felt pressure because I'm on the radio, but it's okay because I know I'm good.
Joe Montana in the chat says you guys should stay on until it's New Year in Colorado.
When would that be?
I don't know. This is not a real News with Nick show, by the way, everyone. This is called the New Year Nick, where we do a quick stream, we check out Times Square, and We count down the new year. Now, we don't count down the new year based on the clock in the room. We count down the new year based on the clock from the stream, because otherwise, then we feel less alone.
Right, yeah.
So we're here. We're safely inside now from the snow. We were just out at a little event, right?
We were. We went to a frat party.
Sure. Do you think it was a frat party?
No, I mean, it wasn't actually a frat, but it felt that way.
What do you... Yeah. Does that scare you? Because for me, I'm like, ooh, I'm a little gay boy. I don't fit in here.
No, it just, you know, brought me back to my college days, I guess. There was lots of, like, boys drinking and being rowdy. And then that game, beer pong. Yep.
Okay. And what is one supposed to do at a frat party? Just play beer
That's
pong?
That's it. Drink and play beer pong.
Okay.
Yeah. And get laid.
I feel during the party.
Probably, yeah.
Did you ever get laid during frat parties?
No.
Okay. It's like Uncle Buck, right? That's the only thing I know is that Uncle Buck comes in and he goes door to door and knocks on each door and goes, "Who's banging my daughter?"
I don't know that reference. I'm sorry. I don't know who Uncle Buck is.
I just realized I've been messing up the entire recording.
No way.
So hang on. Let me check something real quick. Okay. Just let me stop this. Oh, I feel like puke when he messes up the audio. All right. Let's check in with TimesSquareNewYorkCity.org. See what's going on.
Is that Ryan Seacrest?
No, we have an off stream. We don't get Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, this is just some guy walking around with a camera.
Right. Oh, God, it's totally raining there.
Yeah, they're not. Oh, is that what's going? What?
Yeah.
Is that what that noise is?
Mm-hmm. It sounds so fun.
All right, breaking news. Kevin Spacey will plead not guilty. The judge denies his request to skip the arraignment, though.
That makes sense.
So why does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, like, whatever. He can plead whatever he wants, but it's kind of hard to skip an arraignment, I guess.
Kevin Spacey has just declared what his lawyers made clear. This is an update. However, the judge has denied Spacey's request to skip the hearing, so he has to physically go to the Massachusetts court and say, not guilty.
Oh, God. He's in Massachusetts?
Well, he's not in Massachusetts, but he... was allegedly groping an 18-year-old male in Nantucket. So I believe it's been filed in Massachusetts
Nantucket.
Court, right?
That makes sense.
We can look at the... Oops. We already watched that video on The Last News with Nick. You guys can head on over to newswithnick.com and check out the latest episode or any of the episodes that you want to see. Okay, so you went to a lot of frat parties. People yell, people play beer pong, they stand around, they have friends.
Correct.
What is it like to have a friend that you hang out with?
It's nice. It makes social gatherings a lot less stressful because you know that someone's there that you know.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you will go to a social gathering and you won't know people, and then you'll have to go up to people and go, hello.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Your name is something, right? And then my name is something else.
Right.
And you have to introduce each other. Now, what are some things you should talk about with this new person?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm like the worst person at this, so I might not be the right person to ask.
Okay.
I usually just like say my name and then I'm like, I know no one here and I drink this. Do you have more alcohol?
Right.
Please bring it to me.
That's all?
Yeah. And then I get really drunk and then socializing is incredibly easy.
That could be the key. That seems to be the key.
Alcohol makes it better.
The cops are out tonight, though. So
they sure are.
Let's see. I've been shaving a lot recently.
Yes.
And so I try to keep no hair below my sideburns at this point. I'm pretty much like no hair, except my arms, which kind of bothers me. Mm. So I cut myself today. And I was bleeding all over my slipper.
Yikes.
Right. There's this thing in the back of your foot. I don't know what that is. Is that like an artery?
The Achilles tendon? Is that what you're talking about?
Achilles tendon? Right in the back?
Right in
the
back. Yep. That's what that is.
And then if you cut that, you bleed for quite a while.
Yes.
Right. So that happened. Good story.
Yeah. I used to do that a lot.
And now I've gotten a bump on a part of my body
that I don't
want to really like show anyone, but it's like, what is this? An ingrown hair? Is that what they call it?
Ingrown hair. Yeah.
How do I know it's not the herpes?
Oh, I think a genital like lesion would be more distinct.
Okay.
I feel like an ingrown hair just looks like a pimple.
Sweet. It feels awful.
They're painful because there's a cyst in your hair follicle, basically.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. God. Earlier, I was carrying stuff, and to carry it, I had to brace it against my upper groinal area.
Right.
And then it was pressing against my hair pimple. This is so upsetting.
Okay.
So what do we do?
You have to pop it.
Ow! No, it already hurts.
Yeah. Well, because that hair is just going to keep growing inside of your skin. And make it worse. It's basically a little infection.
It literally is a hair that has decided, oh, I can't find the hole.
I can't find the surface. Like, I got lost trying to find air. So I'm just going to keep...
So it grows inside your skin?
Digging into your skin forever.
I'm going to look this up. What is an ingrown hair? Treating and preventing ingrown hairs. Okay,
yeah,
here's a little graphic. It says normal and then ingrown hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hair turns into little curly Q.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a tick, but in reverse.
Sure.
Right? Very common. More than 3 million U.S. cases per year. How would they know?
I don't know.
Do you have to log in to track webmdingrownhair.com?
I got an ingrown hair today.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They should have that. Like on WebMD, it's like, do you have this? Yes, no.
Yeah.
It's like, cancer. Yes.
Ingrown hairs. Check.
Hypochondria. Yes.
Yeah, so you've basically just got to dig that little hair out.
Ugh, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ignore it until it goes away on its own.
Yeah. Sometimes they fix themselves, but usually it's best to...
Here's the thing.
Take care of it.
Pretty much everything on my body is, the longer I ignore it, the better it becomes.
That's interesting.
Like, anytime I've had a running injury,
uh-huh,
I've been like, my knee hurts. It'll go away eventually. And it does.
Okay.
Or my thigh hurts. It'll go away eventually. And it does. The worst I've had to do is take like 9 days off.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, I've got hemorrhoids. Big whoop. Right? They go away on their own. Except I did actually get a thing for that, which I told a story in the show.
Nice.
Where I was buying the thing for it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I'm checking out, the CVS lady is like, do you have a store rewards card with us? I'm like, no.
Just let me get out of here.
She's like, do you want one? Because it's a discount if you get one. I'm like, oh my God, seriously? And then there's some cute girls like lining up behind me. And I'm like, no. I'm buying this for my dad, I yell.
Right.
And then I run out.
Rough. Yeah, like every girl has that when she has to buy tampons. And it's like a male cashier.
Wait, why?
Because women are taught to feel shame about their menstrual cycle. So society did that.
Who teaches women to feel shame about their menstrual cycle? Other boys who go disgusting a girl?
Yes.
Who has the coots?
Yeah.
The coots. I don't think this happened. I would like to know the story of being shamed for your menstrual cycle.
They also like take us into a separate room to tell us about it. And they're like, we don't talk about this around everyone else. It's supposed to be your little secret.
Your little secret?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't you remember when they'd split us up and they'd like tell boys about their bodies and they'd tell girls about their period?
Yeah. And they were like, does anyone want to read the section on penises? And I was like, hello, I will.
Please.
And I read it. And nice. I was in fifth.
Good for you.
I don't know why. I don't know. It didn't like turn me on, if that's what you're thinking. I was just like, sure, I'll read it.
I think also it's like thought of as something that's like unclean and that we are supposed to be clean all the time.
Oh,
our society values cleanliness.
The Bible does say in the period of uncleanliness, nail the woman to the cross, right?
I don't know if that's true.
3 days later, she will rise again without her period.
Feels like incorrect.
All right, let's check in with TimesSquareNewYorkCity.org. And you think of what's going on. I want to get to a part where they're interviewing people.
Here we go.
We just missed it.
No, we missed it.
17 minutes to go. Wow.
Wow.
This has really flown by.
Who's singing right now? Doesn't sound like someone I know.
The chat says, Nick, what are you drinking? This is a Goose IPA.
I'm drinking Polar Seltzer, lime flavored, just in case anyone wanted to know.
Emily's drinking Polar Seltzer. She is being responsible.
Yes.
Because you never know when you'll need to drive out of here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Seacrest is the best.
We don't have Seacrest. Oh, you're reading a sign from
reading
the...
Reading a sign.
stream that says Seacrest is the best.
Yeah.
That sign is holding up remarkably well in the
rain.
I was
just thinking that. It's barely smudged.
It looks a little soggy, but...
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It's New Year's. No. At least it's not 1 degree, I suppose, but it is raining.
Ooh. Hello. Oh, it's raining so much. That's definitely a recording.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're holding, like, guitars from the dollar store because they don't want to ruin theirs.
Yeah. None of their instruments work.
Can you run down to the store real quick and get something that looks like anything that's guitar-shaped, please?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That man has a high voice, and he has painted nails. Who does that?
I don't know. Oh, the drums probably work. Can't fake that.
I mean, you can't fake a physical drum, but you can fake the recording of a drum.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, next news story?
Sure.
All right, let's... Portland hotel calls cops on a black guest in lobby.
Jeez.
Jermaine Massey has called on the DoubleTree Hotel staff to account for why he was singled out and perceived as a security threat in his first statement since the incident.
Mm.
All right. So this guy, he's black.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty cool. He goes downtown. He goes downstairs to the DoubleTree.
Yeah.
And we have the video here that we can play. And he's calling his mom. And the security guard basically comes up and says, "Are you staying here?" Because a lot of these big cities, they have problems with people who walk in and just hang out in the hotel lobby and use the bathroom and stuff.
Sure.
You can't be having that.
No.
But he was staying there.
Oh, jeez.
And so he's like, "Yeah, I am staying here." And then the guard just stands there and just waits for the cops to come and take him away.
He's calling the cops on me because I'm taking a phone call at the DoubleTree Hotel. Say hi, Earl. Say hello. You came over here because I was taking a phone call in the area where no one was. I had a family emergency, and I was taking a phone call, and this guy's harassing me.
Like,
and he wants to call the cops on me because I'm taking a phone call in the lobby of my hotel. Tonight.
I'm going to skip ahead a bit.
They're coming. Why? Why are they coming?
Escort you off the property.
Because what? And I'm staying here?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. I'm staying here. I have a hotel. I didn't do anything to you. I'm sitting over here taking a phone call, and you interrupted my phone call. Did you interrupt any of these other people here?
They'll be here in a minute.
Sure.
All right. So the security guard basically decided he was a threat, and he couldn't, like, back off. He couldn't be like, "Oh, just kidding. Sorry. I guess you are a guest here, and I wasn't just thinking you're a threat because you're black. So now I have to call the cops, and they're going to take you out."
Yeah. I mean... I feel like this happens a lot. I feel like this happens way too much.
It does happen a lot. However, most of the time, I'm like, there must be another part of the story. Was he acting all, you know?
Yeah.
Was he acting, was he talking like a thug? Was he talking on his phone to his mom and being like, "Yo, mom, N-word.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to shoot up this whole hotel." And then they come over and they're like, "You get out of here." And he's like, "Because I'm black?"
Yeah, but I mean, no. Maybe if he was saying something like that, but I feel like in these scenarios, it's almost always like, "I was just on the phone with my mom."
Right. So unfortunately, there's not much footage of the cop because it cuts off, but we do have some.
Easy, I tell you. Because Earl told me
Earl's
that I need to leave.
Control of the property. Yes.
Okay, so Earl runs this place, right?
He does.
I'm
right
sitting
now.
Here taking a phone call. He comes over here questioning me while I'm on the phone call.
So anyway...
Oy.
So the cop has to legally take him away.
Yeah.
Because the hotel says get out, and the cop says, okay, the hotel said get out.
Yeah.
However, I kept trying to find, like, the other angle. Like, what did he do?
What else happened?
Right? Is this like a boy who's trying to be a girl going into the girls' bathroom going, "Hello, I'm going in here." And then she sits in there for 20 minutes, and they have to eventually go get her.
Right.
And then she goes, "No, it's because I'm a trans."
Sure.
Right. Speaking of that, did you hear about the great new Louis C.K. bit?
Oh, I did hear about it from you. He seems to be really hitting the mark these days.
Yeah, what was the last thing you heard from him?
Some sexual assault allegation.
What did he do?
I have no idea.
Really?
I didn't look into it.
Okay, so what Louis C.K. did, maybe I should catch you up a bit because this will be interesting.
Yeah, let's get some news.
Okay, so Louis C.K. was accused of cornering females in such a way to persuade them to let him take out his membership.
Yes.
Membership card to the Earthworm Club, and Kevin Spacey himself in front of them, right?
Wow.
So, and that's what he liked.
Sure.
Now, a lot of the times the girls would be like, oh, I guess, because they didn't know what to say, because he was Louis C.K.
Right.
Right? So here, this was his official statement that he put out when this first came out. I said, I want to address the stories told to the New York Times by five women named Abby, Rebecca, Dana, Julia, who felt able to name themselves and one who did not. These stories are true. At the time, I said to myself that what I did was okay because I never showed a woman my dick without asking first, which is also true. But what I learned later in life, too late, is that when you have power over another person, asking them to look at your dick isn't a question. It's a predicament for them. The power I had over these women is that they admired me, that I wielded that power irresponsibly.
Wow.
So he wielded it into a handful of D, right?
Sure did.
So anyway, he got in trouble for that. And then he had
at
some...
At least he admitted it.
I suppose so, except people are really getting after him now recently because he's reappeared at a couple comedy clubs without really addressing it. People feel like he hasn't paid the full price,
right?
Because it's only been a year, and now he's appearing at comedy clubs and doing more material, and he's still getting paid. Really? Oh, you're on Louis C.K.'s side.
I'm not on Louis C.K.'s side. I just, like, you know, everyone's got to work.
So you are on his side?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Amazing. So here he's got some leaked audio that has come out. He did apparently a bit. Shortly after the Parkland shooting, which is where Emma Gonzalez and what's his name, David Hogue, came out as the main activists, right? And if you Google this, by the way, Emma Gonzalez is a robot, in quotes.
What?
My site is the only site that comes up. Emma Gonzalez is a robot, in quotes. News with Nick, March 30th, 2018,
oh
is the only hit.
Wow. That's amazing.
If you do that.
You've made it.
No, one result. News with Nick. I'm the only person that has
ever
claimed
said
this.
That.
Right. David Hogg is a robot. I'm the first hit as well.
Wow.
But there's two results.
Oh, God.
There's a second result. Those beans.
That? Nasty.
What is what?
That picture.
Oh, yeah. We're probably going to get banned from YouTube. We should not have shown that on the show. So Louis C.K. had this bit that went out today, and people are pissed about this.
I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old, and when I was like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high, doing fucking mushrooms and shit, and then older people were like, you got to get your shit together, and we were like, yeah, fuck you. And I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, they're crazy. These kids are nuts, but they're not. They're fucking, they're just boring. Fucking telling them, you shouldn't say that. What are you, an old lady? What the fuck are you doing? That's not appropriate. Fuck you, you're a child. Why are you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots? Like, why aren't you? You should address me. They're like royalty. They tell you what to call them. You should address me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
As they, them.
All right, we're 1 minute in. We're halfway through. Thoughts so far?
I mean, yeah, it is kind of surprising how socially conscious young people are these days. It seems to be the popular thing to do.
Okay. Anyway.
As I identify as gender neutral. Oh, okay. Okay. You should address me as there. Because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's cunt. It doesn't have to be that nasty. But it can be.
You're now reacting in a exasperated way.
Yeah.
You hand palmed.
That was unnecessary.
The C word?
In my opinion. The whole thing that he said.
Well, he is a stand-up comic. He's got to do his job. You just said a minute ago.
True. That doesn't mean I can have to agree with what he's saying.
All right. Let's see.
Well, and also he can be a comedian and be appropriate. I mean, he totally took, like, made light of anyone who doesn't conform with the gender binary, which is like a big deal right now.
All right, let's see if maybe he'll turn it around in the last 30 seconds.
Shit. I don't know.
By the way, the audience loves it, so I don't know where he's doing
they
this.
Are having a
is
great time.
Is he doing
time.
It at like the Republican National Convention or something, like back room?
Yep.
Oh, they testify in front of Congress, these kids? Like, what the fuck? What are you doing? You're young. You should be crazy. You should be unhinged. Not in a suit saying, I'm here to tell. Fuck you. You're not interesting. Because you went to a high school where kids got shot? Why does that mean I have to listen to you? How does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way. Now I got to listen to you talking?
No.
That's the only funny part.
No.
Yes, pushing a fat kid in the way of a bullet and then going to Congress.
No, I feel like that bit could have been actually pretty funny because, like, young people these days do seem a little uptight, but he seemed to take it in some wrong directions.
Okay, so you're saying he went a little too angry.
He got a little angry.
A little too level one, which mm-hmm. is like, I'm being a snowflake, right?
Sure.
Right? The snowflake thing has been going on for quite a while. So if you say snowflake, you're also level one.
Okay.
Right?
Good to know. Sure.
Right?
I don't really know what you're talking about.
You don't know what the derogatory term snowflake means?
No, God.
Oh. So, like, the people who make fun of the people who demand safe spaces, right, say, oh, they're all snowflakes because they're all special.
Oh,
right? They
God.
All need their own special snowflake place.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
so
I get it.
That's, so right. When you call someone a snowflake, that's what you're saying.
Okay.
That they're being all gay and stuff.
Understood.
Right? anyway, so he's in big trouble. However, I haven't done enough research yet to decide if this is Louis C.K.'s, like, he's been a crude comic for his whole life, right? He's not doing anything new now.
True.
The only thing that's changed, maybe, is that the political climate changed. People made fun of shootings all the time. Maybe I just listened to the wrong media.
Maybe.
Back as a child.
Yeah.
But yes, it always seemed like people did.
I don't remember people making fun of school shootings.
Okay. I mean, like the stand-up comedian industry is driven based on people making fun of things that shouldn't be made fun of.
Sure.
And that's where people go, "Oh, I can't believe she said that." Right? All right, we are at a minute and a half to go, maybe 2 minutes to go because the stream is behind. And this lady has some crazy eyeshadow.
Is that BB Rexha? It is. I like her.
Oh, well, we don't get to see her because apparently the way this stream works is when you refresh it, you get a screenshot of something that happened a minute ago.
That happened before.
Right, so we don't actually know. The chat says, Louis C.K. deserves a path to redemption. What he did was creepy and gross, but not the same as what Weinstein did. This is also an argument that a lot of people say. Louis C.K., he's no Weinstein. Like, if you don't hit Weinstein level.
Yeah.
Or Cosby level.
I mean, Louis C.K., we read the statement. You know, he came out and admitted that what he did, he wielded his power.
Oh, he tricked you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so his little thing.
And there's 1 minute left.
There's 1 minute left in the year. So how's your 2018 been?
It's been okay. It's been busy.
Okay, my grandpa died. I got arrested. I crashed my car. I spent 25% of the time without a license.
Mm.
Other than that, it's been great.
Pretty eventful. Yeah, I went back to school. That's the most that happened,
wow.
I guess.
Wow, exciting.
Yeah. And I went to Europe for the first time. That was fun.
So we don't even get like a real thing here.
Yeah, no.
We just watch the stream with no commentary. There's 20 yeah. seconds left in the year. So I hope you have a good 2019. And after this is done, we will never speak again.
Yes. Here we go.
That's a lot of...
Wow.
Happy New Year. It's 2019. Look at the clock on my
computer.
Oh, God.
Happy New Year.
Well, that was uneventful.
Sure was.
I was hoping there'd be like a... I've said this before on the show, I feel like, is that I thought that when the ball dropped, it literally dropped. Like
I didn't even see a ball at
maybe,
all.
Maybe it was too rainy for a ball.
Maybe. Is that the ball? That little thing?
The Planet Fitness ball?
Yeah.
We didn't have enough money for a big ball, so we got this little ball.
It's the size of a basketball.
Right.
Congratulations.
I don't even think I'm going to publish this show, by the way. Maybe we'll put out a video version.
Yeah. That's BB.
So Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Let's just say we don't know where this audio came from. As far as I know, we don't know where it came from yet.
Yeah.
Should a person... I'm just trying to be Louis C.K.'s advocate.
Sure.
Here. I'm actually on retainer with him. Should a person not be able to make commentary in front of any particular audience about any... Like, what if this entire audience was like, Louis C.K., if you tell us the funniest or the best Parkland shooting joke you can, we'll all let you jerk off in front of us.
Oh, my God.
Like, what if they were like that, and then someone recorded it and gave it to the news? And they were like, look what he did. But he was just doing it for that particular audience. Or does anything that a famous person says in any setting, does he have to consider the feelings of every single person that could possibly hear a leaked recording of it? By the way, I didn't, like, prepare that question. I just thought of that right now.
Yeah, that was a lot. I mean, I think to a certain extent, you know, comedians should be conscious of, like, how politically correct they're being.
Okay.
You know, like Ellen DeGeneres.
What about her?
She's, like, the most PC comedian ever.
Right. That's the audience she attracts.
Yeah. And everyone loves Ellen.
Yeah. So there's no place for... jokes that don't conform to being politically correct. What if some people like that?
No, I mean, I get that there's a place for that. Maybe he went a little too far. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe like wait 10 or 20 years before we make fun of the Parkland shooting.
Wow. 10 or 20 years. So there is a time period that is acceptable.
Perhaps.
Okay.
I'm not saying definitively that there is. I mean, like, I still wouldn't think it's appropriate to make fun of Columbine, and that happened
really
a while ago.
Columbine's the funniest.
I don't know. I feel like anything that involves children getting killed, to me personally, isn't funny.
It's not funny to you, right?
Yeah.
So you don't find Louis C.K. funny. You would probably not go to his show.
Probably not.
Right.
But, you know, if he can make money making people laugh from his horrible jokes, that's not illegal.
Sure.
So.
Okay. It's not illegal to be covered in tacos.
Nope.
Or to say rude things.
True.
Right? Because people could say, well, there should be no such thing as X because it offends me. Like, violent video games or violent movies. Anyone who watches a violent movie must love real life violence because it's in a movie. No, not necessarily. Actually, most of the time, no. Most of the time, most people who watch violent movies aren't going out and doing a killing. Right?
I would hope not.
So if you laugh at the Parkland shooting, you don't normally go out and go, this will be the funniest. I'm going to do an even funnier shooting.
LOL.
I'm going to wear a clown suit. Anyway, what other topics do you want to discuss on the news show? I have more news, but we could just not do it, and we could just go watch Taylor Swift on Netflix, who has now come out with a new special, and it's on Netflix. I don't think it's a special. I think it's just a concert, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't need to watch Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Unless you really want to.
I'll just watch it alone then in my own time.
I could sit through it, I guess.
No, it's long. I don't want to watch it tonight, actually. It's like 2 hours
long. It's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something you could watch in parts. Like, I feel like a little Taylor Swift, 15, 20 minutes of the concert.
Yeah.
And then, you know, move on to something else.
Yeah. Catch a couple songs and then listen to Beyonce.
The chat says, a comedian's job is to say what everyone is thinking. Frame it in such a way that is different from yours. I'm not sure what the second part means. Comedian's job is to say what everyone's thinking. This is like when we go to the restaurant, and that's an interesting way to put it, and everyone looks at me, if the waitress is being a real dummy. Like, she comes over, and she's like, I got your silverware, and she puts down two spoons on either side of you, right? And she walks away.
Has that happened?
Let's just say that happened.
One time. Okay.
Right? And you've got nothing that involves spoons, right?
Right.
And then everyone looks at me and goes, Nick, how dare you think that about the waitress? Don't you say anything.
Right.
And I go, but okay. I wasn't saying anything that you thought that.
Right.
Right? So it's these thoughts that people have in their heads that I guess the comedian is the performer that's supposed to put it out there.
Right.
Right? And then everyone goes, oh, I can't believe he said that.
Well, yeah. Wow. I feel like otherwise people wouldn't laugh, and you have to be able to relate to it in some way.
Right. And then, I don't know, sometimes people just laugh out of uncomfortableness,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, what's your New Year's resolution?
I hate it when people are like, my New Year's resolution is to get active and eat better. And I'm just like, if you have to give like New Year's as an excuse, it's probably not going to work out. Like,
yeah.
If you're not motivated to be active and eat better the rest of the year, or like at another time, it's probably, you're gonna get bored.
Right. I don't know what motivates certain people. To me, it was like, I paid for a gym membership. I better.
Exactly.
I'm not letting this $50 a month go to waste for nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
But then I got a ton of other memberships I let go to waste.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
No. Yeah, it bothers me, because I'm like, you know.
It bothers you because you succeeded, that you have already gotten more active and you've been better eating?
No, I think it's just like most people who set that as their New Year's resolution end up not following through.
Sure. So it was never your New Year's resolution to not be enormous.
Correct.
You just...
I just did it.
Did it.
Yeah.
How fat were you?
Let's see. From now, I've lost like 60 pounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, from now? Till now?
Until now.
Right. 60.
From my largest to now, I've lost like 60 pounds.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I wonder if this music can be heard in Times Square at all, or if it's
probably
just playing
not
on the stream.
Those people are miserable.
I don't know. You stand there for 8 to 10 hours for one moment where it goes 3, 2, 1. And they're all wearing Planet Fitness hats, by the way.
Because they were free.
Yeah. Planet Fitness is genius.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're like, New Year's resolution, Planet Fitness.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, I hate it.
You hate Planet Fitness, or you hate just people going to the gym in general?
No, not neither of those things.
Everyone go home.
I also just like don't understand why anyone would want to go to New Year's Eve in Times Square, because it's got to be horrible.
All right, you ready to wrap it up or what? Are
sure.
You tired?
I'm kind of tired.
Ready to
yeah.
go home?
Yes.
Sweet. All right. Thanks for hanging out on New Year's.
No, oh, my pleasure.
And having the New Year's Nick episode.
Yay.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for hanging out in the chat. This has been the worst New Year's I've ever heard. Have a 2019.